USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke for 50 minutes on Thursday in what U.S. senior officials characterize as a serious phone call setting next month's security talks in Europe. Wind gusts of 115 miles an hour fueled a wildfire near Denver, Colorado last night. At least 500 homes were burnt to the ground, closing major highways and causing evacuation of more than 30,000 people in two towns, including hospital patients. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
This area, for those who don't know this area of Boulder County, is right in and around suburban subdevelopments, stores. It's like the neighborhood that you live in. It's like the neighborhood that any of us live in.
The town of Superior and the city of Louisville have been greatly impacted by the wildfires located between Denver and Boulder, Colorado. Happy New Year to you, my friend, from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
As the border crisis continues, President Biden wants to block a President Trump policy that actually deterred illegal immigration.
President Biden is asking the Supreme Court to overturn its enforcement of the Trump-era Remain in Mexico border policy, saying it leaves illegal immigrants in unacceptable conditions. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd reacts to the administration's claim, saying overturning the policy would only help drug and human trafficking cartels.
The criminal cartel do not fear law enforcement. What they fear is policy. They fear if they're going to be prosecuted. They fear if MPP is going to be brought back because then they can't go into countries and advertise their services and make billions of dollars off of our policies.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The policy forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico until a United States judge hears their claims. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Electric motor vehicle builder Tesla has issued a recall to some of its models.
Tesla has issued recalls for nearly 500,000 Model S and Model 3 cars due to trunk and camera defects. This applies to all Model 3 cars released between 2017 and 2020, and also some Model S vehicles. According to Tesla, the Model 3 cars may have problems with the opening and closing of the trunk, which can affect the cable harness that attaches to the rearview camera. This causes the camera to unexpectedly fail. The Model S car could have problems with the closing of the front trunk, which could cause traffic accidents. Tesla estimates only 1% of the Model 3 will display the defect, but for the Model S vehicles, the number is much higher at 14%. In August, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration launched an investigation into Tesla following 11 crashes that left one person dead and 17 others injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A $51 million superyacht, Utopia 4, owned by multimillionaire J.R. Rittinger, rear-ended and sunk a gas tanker in the Bahamas on Christmas Eve. According to reports, the Utopia hit the stern of the tanker, the tropic breeze at 10 p.m. local time, off the coast of New Providence Island. Maritime Management, which owns the sunken ship, says the catastrophic force of the collision pierced the stern, sinking it 2,000 feet below the surface. And this is USA Radio News.